League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9 o'clock hour, our final hour of the day. Dell will join us on the other side playing a lot of stuff that he didn't play in our show. That will happen.
What are you talking about?
You're holding back on this show just for your show.
I put sound up there. You could grab it or not. I mean, what would you like to hear, John?
Okay. Do you know what I want to hear? I want to hear...
Matt Miller? Or are we getting to the Matt Miller
stuff? We're going to get to the Matt Miller stuff here. But we're also... We haven't... Do we want to talk about Storm in the Court? Do we care about this? So many people have... Like, Jay Billis said that they should be arrested.
Yeah.
What?
We have that sound.
You got Jay Billis saying that?
Yes, but I'm going to hold that off.
Okay, hold it. Oh, you're holding off for your show.
I'll grab that sound.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Matt Miller. Who's your number one player in this draft?
Malik Nabers.
Okay, he's got Malik Nabers third. Who's second?
He'll have Marvin Harrison Jr. first.
No. He has Caleb
Williams. Caleb one.
Caleb one.
He has Drake two.
He has Marvin Harrison, too.
Yeah, okay.
Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze.
Okay.
Four. Yeah. Jaden Daniels, five. Drake May, sixth.
That's like how I have it. He copied me.
No, he didn't. You don't have Caleb. Do you have Caleb one?
I have Caleb three. He just switched out those three. But then I have Rome four. No, I have Brock Bowers four. I have Rome five, Daniels six, or maybe Daniels five, Rome six. Yeah. And then Drake May is a boomer bust grade.
So you like Odunze that much?
I just wrote a number down on him, and when I looked at it, it's like, okay, well, it's very close. Rome Odunze, Jared Verse, J.C. Latham. I mean, they're all basically the same. There's not a big difference between those guys.
So
yeah, Rome Odunze is good. Rome Odunze is going to be way faster than he plays. He just cruises and gets jump balls. Like, he's faster than that, though. And a team will say, hey, Rome, we're not doing that. We need you to play to your top speed. He's going to run in a 4.4s. Yeah, I like Rome Odunze. I didn't think I would. Like, on tape. Okay, so on tape, there is some issues where I'm like, he's not separating. And then I realize, oh, he can. You can find tape where he separates. It's just he just chooses not to make it a priority right now. And before you say, wasn't that a problem, Lance? Hey, I've made that mistake before. I've seen players. The one thing I learned is if a guy has the ability to play faster and the ability to separate, then with coaching, he's going to do it. He's not going to be asked to just, you know, that offense, I think he just knew he could beat guys in jump balls. You know, he worked with the basketball team this offseason to learn how to block out. Like, he worked on this skill set of winning contested catches. And he caught 61% of his contested catches. But there was 30 contested catches. That's way too much. I mean, 30 attempts. That's way too much. But then when I looked at him, I'm like, well, I think he can run better routes and run faster. I think right now he's just kind of just coasting.
I can't wait till he has all your stuff up in his locker room.
I know, they all will.
DK Metcalf, like, yeah, you didn't like him.
They all will. I had same grade on DK. I have Rome Odunze. And DK Metcalf somehow looked at it as a slam. I'm like, dude, you got drafted at the end of the second. I had you as the eighth best player in the draft. ninth best player in that draft. What are you so mad about?
Why
are
you,
what are you mad about, PK?
Why are you mad, bro? You mad, bro? He's got Terrion Arnold, seventh.
He was, oh, that was Lannister. Never mind. Yep.
He's got.
I was thinking he killed his dad on a toilet, but that was Tyrion.
There was Tyrion. This is Terrion Arnold, Joe Alt, Dallas Turner, and Brock Bowers.
Where's he going to be mad about Drake May?
He's got him sixth overall.
Oh, he's had Drake sixth?
Yeah. Dell's got him in the fourth round.
Who do I have in the fourth round?
Drake May.
No, I don't. I just don't think.
Well, you know who doesn't have him in the first? Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge. You have misconstrued my thoughts on Drake May.
You just hate him.
I have more issues with the hype on Drake May than Drake May the player, and that is borne out to be true. People are looking at him and going, he's not as good as you're saying.
You go in thinking you're going to see something, and then you don't see it.
He's got great arm strength, mobility to create on the go. He's poised, aggressive as a passer and runner. May is also excellent under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And has proved he can carry a roster lacking in elite talent.
Carry them to what?
He threw for 3,624 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
24?
24.
Holy crap.
Considering
24 and 9? How did he do it?
26 starts in college. We could see May sit early in his career, but NFL scouts have already compared his ability to Herbert and Josh Allen.
Which scouts?
Not Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Everyone wants to be Josh Allen.
So how does Byron Murphy get 23rd?
So he got 24-9. What is it? So does he have Bo Nix 1 with his 45-3? With his 45 touchdowns, his 77% completion percentage, and his 3 interceptions, what does he say about Bo Nix since – he threw 24 touchdowns
and 9 interceptions.
I mean, did he literally do
22-5 record, 8,100 passing yards, 74 touchdowns, 10 interceptions for Bo Nix?
Yeah.
74-10.
Bo Nix that's just at Oregon.
No. Yeah, that's his career.
No, it's not.
74? He didn't throw 74 touchdowns this year.
He played two seasons at Oregon.
74-10 in 2 seasons at Oregon.
Wow.
And you know what? Even his horrible Auburn years, he was still 16-6, 12-7, 11-3.
Matt Miller, Drake May in 2022 went 9-5. Last year went 8-5. Carry them to what? What did he carry them to?
Winning records.
Great.
You're a hater.
This is my point about Drake May.
Look at Bo Nix.
If people would talk about him realistically, I'd be fine with him. What did he? They were 8-5.
Look at his statistics. Stair stepped every year. 5 years, he got better in every statistical category, like every year.
48-3 this year. Holy crap!
Yeah, people are totally asleep on Bo Nix.
3.
You never heard anything about it, did you?
Well, yeah, he won Player of the Year in the conference.
But you didn't even know
over Michael Penix.
You didn't even know he was 48-3.
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know he completed 77% at Oregon? Now, granted, now his yards per attempt are still 8.8 last year and 9.6 this year.
Take out his bubble screens.
But I can actually go there. But his completion percentage. But you're right. There is you do in college more than anything. You do have to.
Yeah.
You have to factor that. But it looks good. 71.9% and 77.4%.
I still can't get Auburn out of my... Although he beat... I saw him live beat LSU with his legs.
Yeah.
At Tiger Stadium. Pretty much by himself.
His last year there.
The rush was incredible, and he got away all the time.
Bo Nix had no chance.
He has great escape ability.
He had no chance. I think he's grown up a lot. I think there's not enough attention paid to Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix.
Okay, suppose the Bears like Bo Nix.
So I'm writing an article about teams who are most likely to draft quarterback in the first round. And I said the only way they get off Caleb Williams, which they won't, is if they have another quarterback stacked high on their board and they know they can move back and still get that guy. Nix would be that guy.
Not JJ?
Could be.
Well, Atlanta might.
Atlanta probably likes. Yeah,
JJ.
It could be JJ McCarthy. It could be Nix. I shouldn't say Nix would be. I guess Nix is an example, or JJ McCarthy, or even maybe not Jaden Daniels. You may want to like Penix, Nix,
can't move down for Jaden Daniels.
Well, you can if you move to number
two.
You can move to number two, or somebody could put together a if J.J. McCarthy's your guy, if the Giants want to come up to one, you might be able to get – you'd be in danger potentially of somebody moving up to the Chargers.
What about Atlanta
five.
Moving up?
Yeah, Atlanta possibly. So that's the thing. If you've got your quarterbacks stacked where you don't have somebody that far off of Caleb Williams, you say, let's just take our second-best quarterback who we have is McCarthy or Nix. Let's just say, for example – and we think we can get him at pick number six with the Giants, let's take that extra draft capital and let's move back. But see, I don't think they'll do that. Because they'll also get draft capital for moving. I think one of the things you can do with Atlanta is move Justin Fields over to Atlanta. But I would rather Atlanta trade up. Well, I think you could trade Justin Fields to Atlanta and maybe get a second round pick from Atlanta this year. And then, if you wanted to, you could still move your first-round pick, which I don't think they'll do, to number six to the Giants and say, hey,
what about doing it first with the Patriots? Patriots moving up and get Caleb Williams.
I don't see the Patriots. Well, you know, maybe.
Well, they don't love Drake May.
Maybe, but they've got a – man, they've got – yeah, that's true. But they've got to build out their roster.
Elliott wouldn't do that.
Elliott's not going to give away a bunch of picks when their roster's not good.
No, he says slow and steady. As a matter of fact, very good article about Elliott, Elliott Wolf in the on ESPN today.
He's the new general manager of the Patriots. He was in the building, but he's Ron Wolf's son, and he's put his time in.
Yeah.
Like, he's been around the league for over a decade.
I'm doing it the Packer way, slow and steady. That's what I learned. With the Packers, we're going to use our draft. We're going to pick our picks. We're going to do it slow and steady. We're not in here to get big. They never got free agents. They got very few free agents during that time. Uh-huh. Very few. Reggie White.
Didn't draft wide receivers on the first either.
They traded for Brett Favre. They assigned Reggie White.
To me, that changes, though. You got to start taking wide receivers on the first because of how expensive they get in second contracts. So, of course, you want to get great talent in the first. But I think they'll go I think they may go quarterback at, like, I don't know that I would draft the third quarterback off the board instead of Harrison or Neighbors. Like, God, I just don't know if that could be me to take the third quarterback when you know there's a better football player in Neighbors you're passing on a better football player.
Well, and he said always take best player available.
I know, that's what doesn't make sense to me.
Yep. But it's such a need. That's why, the Patriots are in a bad spot, especially if Jaden Daniels goes second. They're in a bad spot. 713-780-3776, the number. Spencer, you're up on the other side. We'll talk some Astros baseball with Spencer. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 920 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5-73780-3776. You want to get in here? Spencer wants to talk about its Astros. What do you say, Spencer?
Spencer loves this new pitcher because you guys have had your fun. Lance had Lance Bergman. John had John Buck. But now, finally, after a lifetime of being an Astros fan, Spencer has a Spencer Ethan Fulton. So he's got a major league name. He's going to have a major league game. Astros are going to win the World Series. And Spencer's going to win the World Series MVP. It's going to be amazing.
You already got one. You got Spencer Strider. Right? Okay. So
Astro Spencer Strider?
No, Braves. But
he doesn't want a Brave.
Well, he wanted a
he wants an Astro.
A good one.
He wants an Astro.
What, Eric Geddy can't be a good one?
We'll see. We'll see.
He's
if he
one
is.
Of your people.
He threw two shutout innings.
Yeah, and how great was that?
Two shutout innings in spring almost never happens.
Yeah.
Well, the Astros seem to be giving up, allowing teams to shut them out inning after inning so far.
In your estimation.
No, I can look at the scores. It's not my estimation. It's actually there for me to look at.
Yeah, but like, in your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. It's there in facts. They're not hitting the baseball right now. Not that it matters, but it's not an
opinion. They're probably working on things.
Of course they are.
The hitters are probably working on things too. Like, I always wonder when people say, oh, we're just working on things. Like pitchers, I could see that. I want to work on this curveball. I want to work on the slider. I don't care what happens. But at some point, you also want swings and misses. At some point, hitters, like,
well, you
what
hope
are hitters,
what you're working on, they miss.
Yeah, and you also hope as hitters, you're if you're working on something, that it pays off with hits.
Well, Spencer Arrighetti is not a guy that's just working on something. Spencer Arrighetti is trying to make a team. Spencer Arrighetti, like Verlander might throw, or you know, McCullers will throw five straight curveballs. He's got a $75 million contract, $85 million contract. He doesn't care, okay, in spring training.
Well, he also throws a lot of curveballs anyway.
Right. So that's he wants to get his curveball down, and they know it's going to be curveball, and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Spencer Arrighetti needs to get outs. Yes.
Yes.
If he's like, listen, Joe, I'm just working on that slider of mine. Just yeah. I know I gave up a nine spot.
Keep working on it in Sugarland.
Go get him. Go get him down there.
I can promise you, Spencer's trying to get everybody out, every at bat.
Yes.
I ain't working on anything but getting this guy out.
I got a picture of Drake May. Who are you again? I don't even know what you do, Dell.
It's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to know what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what he's gonna be doing.
Back, I like
backing having some journeyman up next year.
Am I incorrect here? Have you guys? It's been. I think we're a good week without seeing CJ Stroud on a podcast or.
That's nice.
With an Instagram influencer or.
Yeah.
And it, like that, nothing wrong. Like he didn't. He just gave her a ride, which I'm
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had hopefully, and then you had. He's on podcast. No harm, no foul on podcast. It's just. I just want to see him just relax and lay out and don't let us see him for a while. So hopefully he's working on routes, doing some route work with Tank, enjoying his time in California because I'm sure he's there and not in Houston because he's a Cali guy.
And he likes the girls there better.
Yeah, he has said that. Yeah. He has said he likes the girls there better.
On a podcast, by the way.
That's fine. They're good. And that's fine. They're good. And they're good. And they're good-looking girls, too, and they're good people. But the girls in Texas are a little bit better. And if C.J. Stroud had gone to the university, I'll tell you one place he's not going to go to see women, Ohio. You don't go to the Midwest and unless you want someone to help you move furniture or play third base on the co-ed softball team. It's a rougher brand of woman, but they're sturdy.
Double wide, butterball.
It's a sturdier brand of woman in the Midwest.
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
California, they're good looking. University of Texas are the best looking. At Ohio State, man, if something goes down, I promise you they're going to step up and throw hands with you.
What about the University of North Carolina, Mac?
Well, they're beautiful, but at the same time, they're chaste.
Chaste.
They're a chaste woman. They're not trying to do anything before marriage, and they're good people. And they're good people, and our recruiting angels are good people too.
Hmm. Are recruiting angels.
This isn't Florida. This isn't Tim Tebow's Florida. It's in Urban Meyer's Florida where all bets were off. This is a place where we do things the right way at University of North Carolina. C.J. Stroud, if he had gone to Michigan, same thing. A Michigan blonde. You know what that is? They've got roots. They smoke. And they drink beer a lot more than you do. If you see a woman at the end of a beer bong, that's a Michigan blonde.
Have you seen these numbers? I'm going to ask you a question if you've seen these numbers. Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. Fields, 3,600 passing yards over the last 20 games that the two have played. Fields, 3,600 passing yards. Lamar, 4,200 passing yards. Fields, 1,300 rushing yards.
Games they played, not total games.
No, games okay. In their last 20 games. Fields, 1,300 rushing yards. Lamar, 1,000 rushing yards. Total touchdowns, Fields, 35. Lamar, 32. Lamar won MVP, okay? Fields is not good enough to be on a team.
What do you mean he's not good enough to be on the
Well, team? On the
He'll
Bears.
Be traded
anyway.
And will be a starter somewhere.
Well, yeah.
I know. That
but he's, okay, dropbacks, 663, 668. Lamar, 66 completion percentage, field 62, yards per attempt 7.8, 6.8. TDs, Lamar 26 and 8, fields 26 and 14.
That's big differences.
There's some differences there.
Yeah.
Rush TDs, though, more for Justin.
I mean, the efficiency is substantially better. Lamar did not have MVP numbers, not historically. But if you're going to compare him to Justin Fields, like some of the big numbers, touchdowns, interception, yards per attempt, they're heavily in. And that 66% versus 62, that's a pretty big difference, too.
Yeah, 66 and 62 is over 20 games. That's a lot of completions. Yep. I just feel like I don't know. I'm going to call my nephew and some people in Chicago and find out which way is the wind blowing. I can't imagine that they want Justin Fields for over. No way. There's no chance.
You're not, because you have to make a decision on his fifth year option, which will pay him into the $20 million range. On May 2nd is the deadline. You can do it. You can do it. Sometime coming up, or maybe now, all the way to May 2nd. Like, why would you pick up a fifth year option? Now, maybe that makes him more valuable to trade. If you pick up that fifth year option, potentially, maybe it makes it a better. I would think any trade partner you trade him to is going to want to give him a new deal. So.
Are you going to risk a new deal on Justin Fields right now?
If you're trading for him, you have to.
Well,
anybody trading for him, like, I think he goes to Atlanta. I think Atlanta trades for him, not the first round pick. I think Atlanta will trade maybe a second, 2 seconds, and then they give themselves a chance to see what their offense looks like with Justin Fields.
Would you rather
Kyle
have
Pitts.
Justin Fields or J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix? And not have to give up those
picks.
Well,
the problem is, how much money do you have invested in?
See, Pittsburgh is the right place because you might not have a chance at one of those guys.
Yeah. See, here's the problem. You'd have a second contract with him. You could let Kyle Pitts walk. You've never even got to see what he can do.
Well,
not really, other than his first year. Like, you've got Drake London, who I could see you letting walk, but you're letting Kyle Pitts walk. You got Bijan on a rookie contract, but. You have a lot of money in your skill positions. I don't know. It's tough. Justin Fields can be a starting quarterback somewhere. How good a starting quarterback can he be? I mean, everyone keeps, you know, you'll have people who are fans of Justin who they just want really hard. Hopefully this is the year for Justin. I'm just dealing with realities. Justin Fields has not proven he could be a plus passer in professional football. So what do you do now? He's a good runner, not a great passer. What do you do with that? You know, and if you're the Falcons, you're the 12th pick. What are you going to do if you're the Falcons at pick 12?
The Falcons at pick 8?
Wait, are the Falcons at pick 8 or 12?
8. Yeah.
What? Oh, is this? Oh, no. This is just, yeah. Oh, this guy projects a trade 12 and 8. Never mind.
Yeah.
Falcons at 8.
Falcons
well, you
at
still
eight.
Have a shot at J.J. McCarthy.
Well, you'll have J.J. will probably be there.
You have a shot at J.J. McCarthy. Then who's going for Justin Fields? Tampa? Would they go Justin Fields over Baker?
Why?
Overpaying Baker?
I mean, you're going to have to overpay Justin Fields his QBR is 28th in the league.
I think these guys are going to cost you the same amount of money.
During his time, his QBR is 28th in the league.
Right. He's played better as of recently, but yeah, you're right. I mean, where does Justin Fields go?
Well, I think Pittsburgh.
I literally
saw
ESPN do a special. Does Justin Fields have a chance of being an MVP during his career? That's the dumbest.
Well, No, senor! Well, I don't know. He's got a lot of Lamar in him.
But where's he going to play?
Well,
where are we putting him? You said Steelers?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. That bastion of offensive integrity.
Well, it will be now with Justin as opposed to baby hands.
Geno Smith. Put him in Seattle. I don't. New Orleans is a possibility, maybe. Over Derek Carr. You know, what?
They just reworked Derek Carr's deal. They are, you know what the Saints do. They keep pushing stuff down the road because they always feel like 8-8 is better than.
Didn't Michael, Michael Thomas rip him?
Well, you can't listen to what Michael Thomas has to say. He says stuff about everyone.
Everybody. 9:31 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about Champion Energy. Being a champion. Please be a champion. Please go to champion.energy/1560. Please stop paying more. This is the time to get in right now because you get it in before and you're getting used to it and you know what it is before summer comes, okay? Get in now before all of your bills get extravagant and then you're like going, what am I doing here? If your contract is up and there's a chance your contract is up and your electricity company didn't tell you that you got there's a better rate out there for you, mine does all the time, Champion. Every time that there's a better rate, they say your contract is up and we can give you a better rate than we did last time. Who does that? All the other electricity companies just go, ooh, I hope they don't notice. We'll just keep on this one. We'll just stay on this one. Stay on this one. Champion, we'll let you know, and it's going to get you into the better rate every time. Champion.energy/1560. Get the best rate you can at champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Ryan Clark got a $2 million deal from ESPN. Is he just the guy?
Oh, so he was waiting it out because it looked like he had left his value. He wasn't on ESPN anymore. And so basically, He let his contract expire and then played hardball.
He made a goodbye video. Well, it was I'm a free agent video on his own. Put it on Twitter or X, much like you would see a college athlete show all the highlights from their time at a certain school before they transfer. It was something very similar to that, except it was just him speaking. I know you don't like that sort of thing, Lance, but you don't like guys who have now turned everything into an announcement.
I don't love. Ryan Clark to me, he's well paid.
That's what he did.
You use him so much. Yeah, I think you get your money's worth out of Ryan Clark. No. He's a memorable. The things he says, don't always agree with it. He's memorable. I don't think he's always. I think he's hypocritical on certain. You know, he comes off as being a guy who is keeping it real, but he also is not always honest. He's a little disingenuous. That's not the word. He's hypocritical. He doesn't stay consistent with his thought process on certain things. However, he's on a billion different shows over there. He shows up and does a good job. He is, from what I can tell, professional on the air. I think Ryan Clark is well worth it. ESPN's clearly made a decision that they're going big brands, McAfee and Stephen A. Smith, and then they're going to hire people who work a multitude of like Ryan Clark is on with a lot of people don't realize he does an MMA podcast or video cast with Donald Cormier. They talk MMA stuff.
Oh yeah.
UFC. Yeah. So he does that too. He does his own The Pivot, which is not tied to it, although I'm surprised they haven't somehow tried to sell it to Disney. Ryan Clark's one of those guys that fits their new model of let's hire guys and have them do multiple things. Field Yates now does multiple things. I don't think he's overpaid at $2 million. Not for the amount of work he does.
I wasn't even referencing his skill set or the money. I'm just referencing he turned himself into a transfer portal guy with his announcement video.
Well, his contract was up.
But do you...
And he needed leverage. I was okay with that.
As a media personality, make a video about your next step?
Did he really do that?
Yes, is what I'm saying. Yes, he made a video about, look, I've been on the grind. I mean, it started from here, and he started putting all the clips of his time at ESPN. Yeah. And I'm now a free agent is what he put out there.
And then he signed with his own team.
Yes.
Whether or not there's an argument of whether or not there was interest from other networks for him.
I would think there would be. Honestly, look, he'll take a passionate point of view Yeah, I would absolutely have looked at him if I were Fox Sports. I don't think he'd want to go there, but I would absolutely be looking at him. NBC, now, how can you pay him as much as, like, ESPN? Frankly, I thought he might have made more on ESPN because of all the shows he does. Don't they have him talking, like, he'll talk about, does he ever talk about basketball stuff? I think so. Does he not? One of their little shows. I don't know. But I think Ryan Clark, let's face it, though, the amount of opportunities you have now because new media works for free in so many instances, people don't pay for advertising anymore. They don't, like, the model is eating itself, right? The model of sports media, people don't realize it's imploding, and a lot of new media is causing the implosion. And they think they're going to make money, but they really can't monetize the same way.
I mean, look at you. You were just watching a podcast with three guys on it, and you go, this is pretty good. And then you watch it for a minute, and you went, this isn't as good as I thought.
It depends. It depends. Right? But I do know that, it used to be you'd have, okay, well, NBC may come after you, Fox Sports, and you still have Fox Sports and ESPN. But NBC television, are you doing that? I mean, ESPN owns so much of everything that's going on. Are you just going to go get on the desk with somebody before the game? Seven people there. J.J. Watt's already there. Nate Burleson's there. You've got, like, what are the opportunities anymore?
Well, I mean, everybody's got their own podcast. Everybody's got a podcast.
And his podcast is, I would think they could really monetize that one. Like, if he wanted to go out on his own and do his own thing.
Who, J.J.?
No. I'm talking about Ryan Clark. But he ain't making $2 million on it, sharing it with two other guys. Mm-mm. He ain't going to make that much. So it is smart for him to go to ESPN. And it is smart for ESPN to do that deal with him.
I'm not sure. He is a bit controversial, and that's what they need.
He is?
Yep.
Well, that's their model.
That is their model. There's no question about that. When we come back, news of the weird. And this is, it's weird, okay? So you don't want to go anywhere here.
All right, quick hit. Does any of them involve teachers?
Not that I know, no.
Do any of them involve ill-fated attempts at reworking the history of slavery through reenactments in their class?
No.
Through auctions?
No. That's.
I always have to check on those two. Were any planes turned around because of... Did any planes get turned around?
No planes turned around today.
Do any of them involve an OnlyFans teacher who was fired?
OnlyFans is involved today. Yeah, okay. OnlyFans is involved every day.
Yeah, put it on the bingo card. Yeah. And then was there a Florida man?
Oh, there's always a Florida man.
Okay.
Come on. That should have been your first one.
Bingo!
Yep. There's always a Florida man. There's always a John Daspit, too, for you.
There is always a John Daspit. Luckily, there's always a John Daspit for you. There's a law firm with, it's the biggest law firm in the city of Houston for personal injury lawyers. It's second biggest in the state. But, I mean, they're the most successful you're going to find in the state. And really, they have tremendous success now expanding outside of the state of Texas. And the reason's simple. John Daspit has a solution for fighting insurance companies. Insurance companies want to get settlements done with you very quickly. They don't want you to go to hospitals. They don't want you to check on yourself. They want to just cut you a check and have you saying, oh, that's nice. And then before you know it, it pays your bills, your hospital bills. Did it take care of the time missed from work? Does it take care of your physical therapy that you're having to go to after you go back to the doctor in 2 weeks and you find that the pain is even worse in your neck or your back or your shoulder, your hip? I mean, there's so many things to worry about, not to mention what is fair compensation for your pain and suffering. And John Daspit and his law firm understands that. They understand that you don't need to come out of pocket for any of the things I'm talking about if you've been injured due to someone else's negligence, whether it's at work, on the roadways, out in the water, it doesn't matter. John Daspit and the Daspit law firm will fight for you, and they will get you compensated in a fair manner that takes care of not only all your bills, but all your pain and suffering. It's John Daspit and the Daspit law firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Okay, a new study. An expert says more women may be psychopaths than previously thought. Do you believe that more women are psychopaths than we used to think? Or do,
is this a clinical definition of a psychopath?
Well, actually, now they
say...
You
said it's a study.
They say this. They say that recognize women... A small mounting body of evidence describes female psychopaths as prone to expressing violence verbally rather than physically.
Okay, can I read
with the violence being of a relational and emotional nature, more subtle and less obvious.
Okay, maybe Dell should answer this because he's in the market for a psychopath. But let me, I'm going to read you the definition and you tell me. A mentally unstable person, especially a person having an egocentric and antisocial personality marked by a lack of remorse for one's actions and an absence of empathy for others, and often criminal tendencies.
No.
Do I think there are more psychopath females? There are more than people thought? Yes, I do.
Yeah, probably.
I think there are more psychopaths in the world than previously thought.
I think there are more female psychopaths. I don't know. I've always thought that there are a lot of female psychopaths. I've found when I was younger, I ran across a lot. When I was younger, not so much anymore. But in my younger days, I ran across, or maybe I made them psychopathic. I don't know.
You are a contributing factor.
Let me ask you guys this: are you baby girl?
No. What?
Yeah.
Am I baby girl?
A man who is baby girl comes across as sweet, charming, a bit bashful, and seemingly in touch with their feminine side.
Who made this?
Ready to talk about their feelings.
Who made this up?
Or carry a purse to brunch at any point.
No, I'm not baby girl. Who made this term?
Well, apparently Jacob Elordi, Elvis, and Saltburn.
Yeah, he played Elvis in the Priscilla movie.
Yeah, in the Priscilla movie.
Oh, the guy who talks like this.
Yeah, the one who, he actually was better than the Elvis, actually, if you want to know the truth.
Better than what?
Talk like this.
There's
Pedro Pascal, Timothée Chalamet, Jacob Elordi, all baby girl.
All
the women love baby
girl. The women
who
love him.
Said that? Who made all that? Where are you seeing
women
this?
Women are loving this men is, who embrace baby girl.
That's
and
this
ditch,
sounds...
You're a toxic masculine. You have toxic masculinity.
Look... Don't call it have baby girl. This is something about this is really pissing me off. I can't.
Why
my
are you being bothered?
Maybe it's you reading it. It's giving baby girl. Like I'm waiting for you to say that he's giving baby girl. That's something baby. About this is so like this fake wordology that people this. Fake
no, it's he's baby girl.
He's baby girl. What?
He's so baby girl.
Oh, man. Move to the next one.
A man who is
this is so irritating.
A man who is very cutesy in a slightly submissive way.
Oh, Pedro Pascal? Really? The guy from Narcos?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, he's just
that's
playing
his
an actor.
He's a submissive baby girl.
Actor.
I'm baby geek.
No, have you watched him as an actual real life person as opposed to a character he plays? He's got some baby girl vibes.
Wow. He does
baby
a little
girl,
bit. Maybe a little
Pedro
bit.
Pedro Pascal?
Yes. Watch him. Watch him in as a real person, not as a character.
The characters
not
are
as
their
the
real
Viper
people.
From Game of Thrones.
You bring things from your own life into your character. That's what we do in acting.
No.
You're not an actor.
No.
Community
no,
theater.
No, you don't bring anything from your real life into
in community theater.
You play
theater.
The character.
Yeah, but in community theater, your lived experiences, sometimes I bring them to the table.
I mean, Rock Hudson was always going after the girl in movies. Yeah. Guess what?
Yep.
He didn't bring that in real life.
He had different energy.
A lot different energy.
You with that shirt, you're giving baby girl.
We have not talked about the shirt today.
Are you saving that for the Snark Tank or Mopey and Mapes?
No, it's not the name of the show. We should have talked about that shirt.
I know.
Shirt
What's
earlier.
The shirt?
It's a.
I got blue shorts on with blue stripes here. I'm telling
you. What else?
You're giving. You're
classy.
Giving, you're giving Rock Hudson.
You're giving baby girl for sure with that.
No,
that's
even.
Not even pink. I don't even know what
I'm
that
not
is.
Baby girl.
Okay? Not baby girl.
It's reddish.
Is it chartreuse or fuchsia? Which one is?
It is. Salmon-ish?
I got this at the Greenbrier. Okay, have you been to the Greenbrier?
No.
Starbucks is releasing a pork-flavored coffee in China. Do you want a pork-flavored coffee?
Yeah, I'll try it.
I know, right?
I know there's a bacon syrup that you can put in your coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah. there's a bacon syrup, like one of those, you know, those pushed down little squeeze syrups that they have. But I don't know if they still have it, but there used to be one that was bacon.
What, is this the year of the pig or something? Is that why?
I don't know.
That's why they're doing it in China, I guess. Squatters have taken over a Hollywood home and started renting rooms to OnlyFans models. Do you want to watch OnlyFans from a house that's been squatted?
You know what I hate worse than baby girl?
Is squatting.
Is squatters.
No.
If every squatter could be, if you could throw, what instead of spraying them in the face with bear spray, literally just throw that whole liquid on top of them. The unmitigated gall to get into somebody's house and say, it's ours now. No. Absolutely not. That has to end in a fight.
No.
That has to end in a fight with weapons.
I heard a story about a guy.
Squatters.
They took over their house, and he said, okay. Okay, watch this. And he brought about a dozen of his buddies over to the house, and they were out pretty quickly after that. Okay.
What happened? You know somebody who got squatted on?
Squatted on. Yeah. Yes. You know him too.
Like how do you have how do you have squatters?
Or he was part of the group that went over and said, yeah, you ain't squatting here.
How in the world would that
no,
be?
No. There is zero chance that I would let I would go and go, I'm gonna kill you all.
Hold on.
I'm going to kill you all. You can okay, you think that, you're going to take my house.
But hold on. I will say Hollywood Hills, somehow they got to squat on that, and then they're renting out rooms or something they don't own to OnlyFans models?
Yeah.
I mean, the hustle is extraordinary.
Not only
elite hustle.
Did you squat, but you're renting rooms.
Yeah, elite hustle. Not only did you get in there free, you're making money on your free property.
Yeah.
But I would also, like, you have to release bees in there. You have to put snakes in there. Yeah, first thing I was doing, poisonous vipers. And that's got to be legal.
You have to be able to fight squatters.
Like, if there's no rules, look, squatters means there's no rule. You have no ownership of your home. So all rules are off then. You can't impose other laws.
You probably still can't kill them. All right. So here's something that's going on in Missouri. Missouri Republicans are bidding to bring back dueling for senators. How awesome would that be?
Missouri doesn't really. Are you familiar with Kansas City's gun laws?
Did you hear
about that? Their gun laws where you can just, you can tow anything you want around.
Right.
It's the most, like one of the most aggressive. The fact that they've got dueling now,
he's introduced the bill. He wants to reintroduce duelings to solve political differences.
Like
awesome.
Like Hamilton and Burr?
Yes. How awesome.
But no one's shooting in the sky to make a point. And then what happens?
I'm voting yes. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
as long as it's in your state,
yes,
that's fine.
Yes, as long as it's a senator, two senators.
Yeah, if it's not in my state, that's fine. But it's got to be in the same political party.
Ted Cruz, and...
I'm not doing it across party lines.
Do we know any other senators?
No, it's a mystery.
Is Abbott a
governor.
Yeah, no. Ted Cruz and Conley. Isn't there Senator Richard Conley. Yeah,
yes.
Or something.
Senator Mike Conley.
No one knows.
That's a point card.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Is Cruz a congressman or a senator?
I believe he's a senator.
Yes.
No one knows.
He's senator.
956.
If it's in the same political party, you should be able to
do it. The New Delhi Show is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of Indian cuisine, I think, is going to be talked about next.
That's unlikely.
It's New Delhi. Hello.
Well, you made up that name.
I'm not sure. Anyway, that's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.